Hey. It's your girls, Angel and Abby, back at it again. Well, actually, this is the first episode, so we're not really back at it again. We're at it right now. We're thinking about prom, even though, whoa, that's a very old picture of myself. But I actually kind of look cute.
Can't talk about it on the podcast. We don't have a camera crew.
We don't have to have, we're not rich enough to have a camera crew. Wait, what?
These are February.
Okay, stop looking at pictures. We're supposed to be talking. This is about talking.
Who cares? In the words of Abby 10 minutes ago.
Who cares, Angel? Sometimes we like to do these Russian accents when we go out, but Angel always gets embarrassed when I start it up.
No, I did it at the mall with Ari, and everybody thought we were tourists.
Everybody thought you were tourists?
Yeah, they were like, oh, they're so cute.
They're from Russia.
They don't know what Victoria's Secret is. What? That's the store we were in when we did it.
Oh my god, I'm dead. Everybody's like... What is this floss that goes up your ass?
Oh, at least it's for the sexy time.
Oh. What?
Somebody's breaking into our car.
No, no. No, you can't drive fast enough like that. You can barely go over 50. I think it hurts you.
There are
you.
Shoes under that car.
That is not a shoe. That's a
Miley
tray.
Miley Cyrus snuck into the podcast.
That's a tray.
What?
That's a food tray. That's our shoes.
They look like two sneakers. Stop talking about things that we can see. We
you
don't have
glasses.
A camera crew.
You need glasses. Not sunglasses.
I can't see the haters.
A podcast is about talking. You don't have
I know,
to have
but if you
crew.
Say if you say that you're looking at things, people are going to be curious.
Exactly. That's the whole point. That's how you bait the fish.
But they don't know. They don't know that those look like shoes.
We could take a picture. That could be the cover of our podcast.
You know what we can do? We can make a slideshow and
oh
then put
God.
The audio on
yes.
top of it.
Yes. We have to do that. That sounds really fun. Oh, fuck. Gotta get a picture.
Those look like shoes. This is Miley Cyrus.
That just snuck into the podcast. She just sneak it.
Okay, this is my speedometer.
Because she can't go over 40 miles.
Actually, I've been going 65 and 45.
Oh my god.
Don't call the cops. There's no proof. Don't call the cops.
When the cops pull... Angel, what the fuck? Oh okay. My goodness.
Anyway.
Oh, I gotta cry. We have to talk about Knives Out. We went and saw that movie.
Oh, I was gonna tell you about how I got my dad to try pomegranate one time.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I got him to try a pomegranate.
Why would
one.
You do that?
Because they're so good. He helped me. It's really painted. It's a pain in the ass to unpeel them and stuff. Get all
of course.
The seeds out. And so I had him help me, and he tried it. And he was like, "I love this. I'm obsessed." And then he just texted me because I told him to get the pomegranates from Food Lion because nobody else has them for some reason. And he said, "I got 4 pomegranates." Smiley face. And I said, "I'm calling the My Strange Addiction people on you."
Oh my
because
god!
That's all he's been talking about all
Wait,
weekend.
You know, I feel like the pomegranate seeds taste like boba.
I've never had boba.
You've never had.
I know. I'm a disgrace to white. Yes, I don't like coffee. I've never had boba.
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 What's it called, Angel?
Boba.
It's boba tea.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's boba.
It's boba.
Or what's the actual term for it?
Boba.
No.
I do like Taylor Swift though. That's a white thing.
That is a white thing. Sorry, Taylor Swift. We love you.
I don't really have rhythm. I mean, you saw me try to do the floss. We gotta find that video and make that.
Oh my god, no. That's gonna be terrible.
No.
How do you upload things
me
to Spotify?
Me and my Galaxy chargers.
Joggers?
Yeah, Joggers.
Joggers. I'm from Russia. They're called Joggers.
This week on I Don't Know How to English, we talk about Joggers and boba.
Yes. What's the actual term? It's driving me crazy.
Balti.
Is it really?
I don't know.
Oh.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to search it up right now.
Search it up right Porn.
I need the bag.
You on Pornhub?
No. I was reading Hemingway.
I know. I'm kidding.
For my assignment. You would know if I was on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Okay. I would tell you that I saw something funny.
Wait, what?
I saw a video. I have a screenshot of it, actually. But it was like, depression fucks me hard and I do nothing about it. that was on Pornhub.
What?
And I was like, this is hot. I needed this. What is the real deal? Oh.
Bubble tea. That's what it is.
Taiwanese. Don't you ever do that again.
What?
We're going to get flagged from Russian people and people from Taiwan.
Taiwanese.
Wait, Tarzan. Is it? Anyway, let's talk about the movie before we get called racist.
Oh, yes, yes.
All right. So, Knives Out. I don't want to spoil too much, but you know how they always put in pretty boy characters to fake you out? Because you're like, there's no way.
Yeah, I kind of suspect the Ransom was just a dick.
Yeah, what's his name? Captain America. What's his real name? Chris Evans. Yeah, he shaved his beard off.
Which is hot to me, honestly.
So he looked very pretty boy, rich, give me your money right now kind of thing.
Yeah.
We're not going to spoil too much, but yes, he was a bad person in the end.
It was a very racist movie.
All of them were bad people. Well, yeah, because it's a rich family and they hire the help, which is... Actually, the actual help was white. Well, she was a nurse.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Okay, intermission.
Ooh. ASMR. What the fuck?
You know, I thought about doing an ASMR channel because it's so easy, but I feel like it would be too late now.
Oh, you remember when you started the Instagram for
yes,
us?
Yes, but
like,
it wasn't even ASMR.
One post. Ah! You lost it!
Let me tell you a story about one day Abby dropped her vape in between my car seat and the cup holder thingy. I don't know what that's called, but she dropped it in the same day 3 times, and I had to get it because my hands are like toddler hands.
My hands are like Igor's hands.
Okay, so if we get 1 million subscribers, we'll reveal our face.
You're not wrong. We said our name in the beginning.
We didn't say last name.
We didn't.
Your name is pretty common, so you won't have any problems. My name's kind of common. It's a male's name sometimes.
Angel.
Yeah, Angel.
Angel. No, my name is common, but go follow me.
I said Ari, too.
Oh, my God. That's not our real name, though.
We did say Miley Towers, though. I think we're good.
Miley, follow us.
She's going to copy strike us. She's going to take our money.
No. It was like a 1 second of the song.
And we didn't say what song it was. It's okay.
Yeah.
She probably won't even know.
She won't even know.
It's okay. I remember she posted a video.
She's going to say, that was my guitar riff.
No, here's the thing. She'll remember her old songs. This is a very old song. And she posted a live on Instagram of her trying to sing The Climb. And she didn't remember the lyrics. She had to look them up.
That is not okay.
I was like, that song was the most iconic part of my childhood.
I actually don't like that song, though.
It's really hard to sing, because Miley Cyrus's voice is, like, low,
yeah,
but also high.
Raspy a little bit.
Yeah.
She has a hot voice, though.
Yeah, she does remind me a lot of Billy. But stop saying celebrities' names. We're going to get copy strike.
We're not. We can talk about things. It is America.
Okay, we're not PewDiePie yet, so I think we're good until we get to there.
It is America!
Oh my God, we're going to get called racist. I appreciate all races. I think that we all have the same insides.
We do.
And I think racist people are ridiculous and need to rot.
In hell.
Yes. I mean, one of the struggles I do have as a white person is my family is racist. And I'd be like, stop. Like, you're dumb. I hate you.
Me too.
And, like, I do have a lot of different race friends. And I'm like, I don't want to bring them over because I'm scared that somebody's going to say something.
You mean like Najee and your mom?
Yeah, my mom. Ah! You said somebody else's name.
It's okay. They don't know who these people
Najee
are.
Najee is not a common name.
No, it's not. So
okay,
we're good.
All right. So my mom, she can be racist. She thinks she's being funny, but it depending on the other person's
sense
of humor.
She's even racist to white people.
She is. She's just like, she don't even care.
she get mad at me. She get triggered at me for nothing.
Yeah, if you come to my house, expect to be yelled at and expect to be told to do the dishes. No matter what race you are,
or expect to be told to take the dogs out, even yeah. if you're not her child,
and give the dogs a bath. She will take advantage of somebody being over at the house.
Yes, that's why you always come here.
Yes,
to my apartment.
Yes. So if this podcast gets some likes, we'll definitely talk more about ourselves, I guess. Or maybe. Just about random shit. I mean,
it's fun.
We're going to have to do
a trilogy.
Like, when I'm not here, how do we do this?
Huh?
When I'm not here, how do we record? Should I wait till I'm here?
Yeah, it'll be all right.
We're not going to say where we live.
Nope.
because we've already given up too much. We've
given too much information.
And because of the places that we live at, it would be very easy to find us.
Yes, very easy. We're not in California.
Not so much for you anymore.
Huh?
Because you don't live where I live now. It wouldn't be so bad for you. It would be bad for me because my town got one red light.
Shh.
There's like another town in Georgia that has...
I can't cut that out.
Why not? Okay, Georgia, Greece, or Rome, whatever.
We don't live there.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, yeah, we do.
They have red lights right now. I actually don't know. I feel like we probably do seem like we may be racist.
No, we're not.
It's just, I do have a very wide sense of humor, but I can never, like, offend. If I offend somebody and they let me know, I'll, like, immediately apologize. And then try my best not to do it.
Same.
Because it does make me, I have, like, a really kind heart, and it makes, I would cry.
She cries over everything.
I would cry just thinking
She got
about.
Pissed off at me one time when we were sitting in Najee's room doing makeup, and I don't remember what I said, but you slapped the shit out of me, and I was like, damn, Angel.
What
and
did you say?
I don't remember, and then you started to cry, but your mom said something to you, and it made you mad.
Oh, my God, because I just wanted to spend the night, and she was like, why the fuck didn't you tell me before now? Because it was already nighttime.
Yeah, and then I said something about, like, you know, you should just tell her that you were planning on it, and then you smacked.
No, you said something else.
No, that's
there was no way.
What was it? I don't remember.
I don't know either. It wasn't just that.
Oh, yeah. No, I was beating your face with the blender, and you got triggered because you said it was too hard. I'm like, it's not too hard. And
you
like,
you fucking jabbed the shit out of my eye.
I did. And then you slapped the shit out of me. It wasn't on purpose. What? What happened?
Somebody was coming to get steal things.
Who? Where? When? How?
I got a $500 dress in the back of my car.
What?
Oh, speaking of that, I don't know if anybody else is. We should have revealed that.
What? Oh yeah, yeah. We just said prom earlier.
We did.
Yeah.
Okay.
College prom.
I just be promming it up.
Yeah, we don't.
I mean,
yeah.
I could be 30 and be promming it up.
Yeah.
I know I sound like I'm 45.
Get yourself a fake ID.
But,
for the young.
No, if y'all must know, Abby is the bad one in this relationship. I just chill at my house, and I eat food sometimes. But Abby does the law of breaking.
No, I don't. I don't break the law.
Oh. She don't.
My eyes just went so wide. They, like, my contacts almost fell out.
One of my other friends who wore contacts, she, like, accidentally flicked the contact out of her eyeball, and we spent, like, an hour looking for it, and it ended up being stuck to my bathroom mirror behind the sink.
I'm so dead. Wait. Okay, so story time. Like...
Story time.
Like two weeks ago, I was driving, and I was like...
I should take the steering wheel because you're driving.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I was driving, and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I was getting ready to go to work. Not revealing where I work.
Yes.
I'm a barista, though, but that doesn't say where I work.
It does.
No,
I know where you
not.
Work now.
No. Anyways, I was driving to work, and it was 4 o'clock in the morning, and we had to open at 5, and I was smoking a cigarette. And what are you doing?
I'm taking a picture of the dress so you can put it in the video.
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
Okay. Anyways, I was smoking a cigarette, and...
That's bad for you. Don't smoke.
Well, I was... I don't anymore.
I'm talking to the audience.
I don't anymore.
Oh, she just held up her vape, if you guys didn't know, because you can't see. Oh, I gotta take a picture of the vape.
Yeah, you gotta take a picture of the vape. Drag. Queen. Wait.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway. Let me get to the point!
We're gonna have to edit the volume, because we keep yelling and then whispering.
Rip headphone users.
We should put that in the beginning.
Yes. Anyway, so I was driving down the street, something, and...
We keep almost revealing where we live.
Anyways, and I was trying to flick my cigarette out the window, and it fell into my lap, and it was still on... fire, so it was burning a hole through my pants, and I like swerved off the road, almost hit a fucking sign, and then swerved back on, and then I finally like got the little ash butt out, and a police pulled me over, and he was like,
I saw you.
He was like, are you okay to be driving, ma'am? And I was like, yes, sir, I'm so sorry. I just dropped my cigarette on me and almost burnt my whole entire car to crisp. And he was like, all right, well, do you need help getting to work? I'm like, no, I'm good.
Why do you need help?
Like, escorting me, because, like, I was running off the fucking road.
Oh. You didn't check your license?
No. And I was just kind of like, okay, you have a good morning. And he was like, you too. And so then I drove I drove to work. That was my story. But, and then I have another story.
That reminds me, wait, pause. This isn't, like, my story or anybody I know. It just reminds me of something I saw, like, a couple years ago on Twitter, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, like, was driving this woman, and she took off her bra and just threw out the window.
Wait, what? Yeah. Why?
Well, you know how...
Free the titties!
Bigger-chested people, they get really uncomfortable when they wear bras.
Yes, me.
I guess, like, she had just gotten off of work, and she's like, I need this off of me. And she was like...
But why
would you... Fact.
Why would you throw your bra out the window?
When she posted it, she was like, I just threw it out without even thinking. I didn't even know what I did. That's like me too.
It was probably from Victoria's Secret.
Dude, the bras are expensive. Even if you get them from Walmart. I mean, those bras ain't good. They feel like paper to me.
I'm wearing a Victoria's Secret.
If you like, even if you don't even wear it, if you feel a Walmart bra, you can tell which one is better quality.
Oh, Walmart bras suck.
They're horrible. I remember when I was just a little fat kid, and instead of wearing like an actual cupped bra, I would wear those like, they were sports bras from Walmart, but it was just like half a tank top.
Oh, you mean the ones that made your titties look like they were just one titty?
Yeah. Yeah.
They
do you know this about personal experience from you or from me?
From you.
Oh, you knew me when I was a fat kid?
When you were in the sixth grade, you were still a little chunky.
That's true.
So
here's
the... But you had these two ant hills, and you always wore that fucking sports bra to make them look like they were just
one big... Yeah, because I wouldn't wear cupped bras. But here's a little backstory on me. I never actually lost the weight. I was a fat kid. I was pretty chunky, and I was kind of short. Lost the weight. I just got taller, and it all... like distributed to the rest of my body, but not in places where I would have wanted it to. Of
like
course
your titties
not.
And your ass.
Yeah, like that's where I would want it. I don't want it in my ankles.
Go to your ankles.
And my stomach.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, when I eat and I do gain weight, even though it doesn't last very long, I can't gain weight now, by the way.
She's skinny, guys.
Yeah, like my chest.
Here, take some of mine.
Please. But what was I gonna say? When I do eat and I do gain weight, only my stomach gets bigger. And that's just, like, a problem, I guess, that I've had since I was a kid. But when I first lost the weight, my stomach was still... it looked like I had a beer belly.
Mmm. Yum.
And then when I just got... I lost weight again after somebody fucked with my life.
Yes, we won't talk... We won't say the name, but he's a douche. And if you're listening to this,
well, actually, we're still
rotten
friends.
Fucking hell. Oh.
Anyway, I was really sad for a little bit, and I lost my appetite, and I went from 130... or 135 to 100.
That's really bad.
Yeah.
What's your weight now?
Last time I checked, I was 114. But I'm going to the gym. I'm trying to gain muscle. I need to eat more protein, though.
You need meat.
Yeah. But,
and fish.
Anyway, so I lost weight again, and now I my stomach still necessarily isn't flat, because women have organs, you know? So it gives you a little pouch. Fun fact, women do have organs.
That's, we're not just fat in the front.
Yeah, it's not just like a kangaroo pouch.
Well, kind of it is.
Well,
if you
we
think
can't
about
put
it.
Babies in there. I can't stretch mine out. Can you?
What?
Can you stretch a pouch out?
No, but I'm saying like it's kind of like a pouch. Like they don't come.
It
out.
Is a pouch, but it's
if
on
you
the
do,
inside.
Oh my god! If you do a C-section, it's like you're having. You
I'm
have
not
a
having
pouch.
Kids.
That's true.
Disgusting.
I might not have.
What
one.
Is your other story? Did I cut? Did you say it already?
Nope. I was gonna tell you about my contact.
Oh,
so I was driving to work like 3 days ago, and it fell out my fucking eye when I was driving. So
how does that happen?
I was rubbing my eye really intensely.
Disgusting.
Like, I was rubbing it intensely because it was like it was itchy from the contact being in the wrong way. Like it was flipped inside out.
Oh, I think
out.
He did tell me this.
And it fell out my eyeball, so then I had to pull over the side of the road, and I had to search the vehicle for it. And thank God I did not fucking ruin it with my feet. I found it, and then it was all crusty, so then I had to lick it and put it back in my eye. I had to go to
this
work.
This is really sad for me, because most of my friends know this certain thing about me. I cannot stand anything with, like, I can't stand when people mess with their eyes. Like, if you touch
you
your...
like this?
Ah!
Look.
I gotta take a picture.
Me
I don't
touching
like,
my
I don't
eye.
Like when people...
No, we can't.
I know.
Our identity.
I don't like when people fold their eyelids. I don't
oh,
like
I can't
when they
do
touch
that.
Their eyeball. I can do it to myself. But, like,
that's
eye diseases,
different.
Anything like that scares me. Because eyes are gross.
Pink eye. I've never had pink eye in my entire life. Watch me say that.
You know
that.
Eating ass is a... You can get pink eye from that.
What?
Yeah.
How?
If you're not... If the other person isn't clean. All the way.
That's nasty.
And you get doodoo particles in your eyeball.
Oh my god, what the hell?
Or if they fart. If they fart and liquid comes out with it. I look at them. I'm dead serious. Rip recipes headphones.
I'm sick,
but
by the
I'm
way.
I'm dead serious. I looked this up. And
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, though? I looked it up, and somebody had an experience. They just... it was, like, on Reddit or something. But somebody... they went on a date, and their date, this female, had Mexican food. And they were doing the net diddly in bed later.
The what?
Diddly.
Oh, I thought you said the net diddly, and I'm like, the what?
That would work, too. But,
so they were doing the nasty.
But she was talking about how her stomach was hurting a little bit. And she was, like, just, like, holding her stomach, and he was already down eating her ass. And then she, like, farted, and it sprayed. Like, liquid spray. And he got pink eye the next day.
Oh, my God. Like, the OxyClean sprays.
Oh, no. Yeah, but brown.
Ew. Oh, my God. I don't know what I would do. I would probably...
He left, and they didn't have sex.
I would never have sex again if that happened to me.
Not a problem for me.
Oh, you would...
No, I don't.
This is why you don't eat someone's ass when they say their stomach's not feeling well.
Yeah. Also, I don't see how girls will eat their boyfriend's ass. Because boys' asses, no offense, be mad hairy. Like a jungle. Maybe they wax for them.
Makes sense.
I can't see guys waxing though. They're kind of whippy. No offense, guys. I feel like now we're being sexist.
Wait.
Well, if you guys do wax for your girlfriend's teeth, your ass, you're a king.
You're a king.
Yeah.
We're just going to get that tattooed across your ass, king.
Yes. Like, you should also get, like, I shaved this for her, and then do, like, a...
King.
Yeah. Yeah.
King.
Yeah.
2020.
Instead, this is the new couple tattoos. Instead of getting names, you just say what you do for each other. So, yeah. I shaved this.
For
and
you.
I mean, both parties.
I shave my asshole for you.
Both parties, whether you're two men, two females, or men and a female.
Men and a female. Whoa.
If you, whatever you are.
The realm has opened.
You can say that you shave because everybody shaves. Well, you don't have to shave.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Or you can say, I don't shave because I don't care. I mean, because, like, I've gotten into funks. And I was like, you know what? I don't even want to shave no more. I'm tired of these. What are they called? Irritation bumps?
Yeah.
I cannot stand those.
Me too. I stopped shaving my armpits one time for like 6 months. It was disgusting. I had to shave.
Yeah. It's like if... Power to you.
But power to if you don't... Yeah. Like if you don't have body odor like me.
Oh no, I don't have body odor, but I sweat.
I sweat.
Because I have anxiety.
Well, I have body... I think I have a body odor like... I sweat, have really bad smelling sweat when I'm like anxious or upset.
Oh, see, I just sweat. I could be freezing cold enough to be sick.
Oh, that's not good. Maybe she could have checked out. Oh, I wish I could do that.
But, anyway, sponsor to Yankee Candle Pink Sands is what we are smelling right now because we're in my
You can't
vehicle.
Sponsor that. Wait. Sponsor us.
Sponsor
us, Yankee Candle, please.
How long has the podcast been on for?
I don't know.
This would be the point where we do ads.
Oh, 22 minutes. We're doing good.
Okay, this is our first podcast. So I feel so silly. But, if this is popular... Or, like, if anybody likes it, we'll make another one. It's fun. There's a lot of stuff we can talk about. We've known each other since sixth grade.
Yep. Lots of stuff we could dive right into.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like our family, our friends.
I don't want to do that.
My sickness that I have right now because I sound like a fucking...
Yeah, you should have heard her in the movie theater. Like, all I could hear was...
I'm so sorry. I have a sinus infection.
That hurt.
Yeah. Served you right.
I can't even do it. I'm I need to. Oh, did I send you the ASMR when I was eating a pickle?
No.
I think I sent that to
That would have been
to
good.
To my other friend whose name starts with an A.
You already said it.
Oh, Ari. I sent it to Ari. Shout out Ari. Abby knows Ari too.
And Najee.
Oh, yeah, and Najee. Thank you for letting us talk about you without you knowing.
It's okay. We'll have her sign a contract.
Actually, Nazi just texted me.
Nazi?
My Nana cannot remember how to say her name.
Nazi?
So she calls her Nausea.
Poor Nausea. Aw. Well, doesn't she call herself something else, though?
JJ.
I don't like that.
It matches her size.
It does.
But I've always called her Nausea. I've never
She's
called
like
her JJ.
A little Hispanic child.
She's Puerto Rican.
That's Hispanic?
I know, but I'm just saying... I asked her, because I know a lot of,
Very beautiful, by the way, Najee.
Yes. I know a lot of, I know a lot of Puerto Ricans.
Isn't Ari Vietnamese?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I said that right.
I know a lot of Puerto Ricans that don't like Mexicans, and I was curious about that, and I asked Najee why. Oh, maybe I shouldn't throw her under the bus like this.
She'll be all right.
She doesn't hate or dislike Mexicans, but I asked her why sometimes that's the case, and she said that Puerto Ricans sometimes find that Mexicans are, like, ghetto versions of them, and I was like, that's interesting.
Yeah, makes sense. Sometimes. Not all the time.
I don't know enough people to come to that conclusion.
Ooh, that was popcorn burp.
Ooh. Speaking of popcorn, Abby is trying to give me a heart attack. You should have... She put, like, a whole cup of salt on this popcorn.
Well, you were and shaking. Then, I thought it would move down.
No! It was literally all at the top, and it was, like, soaked in that... What is that? Cheese?
That cheese butter?
Buttered salt? I don't even know. And it was already... I remember the last time I went to that movie theater, I was holding the popcorn. It's a bag.
It's a bag, yeah.
On my lap, and I lifted it up, and it was just, like, dripping butter. And I was like, no.
Oh, my God. No. I would have a heart attack.
It's because when my dad gets popcorn, he'll have them put a little tiny bit in first, and then butter it again. Or butter it before they put more.
Like, go half and half?
They layer the butter. Yeah. That's why it leaks.
Well, that's a good idea, honestly.
Yeah, it gets all the popcorn. Because when they do it themselves without you saying anything, they just kind of, like, slap some butter on there. Don't really care.
And it don't go on all of it, so then you get the dry pieces at the bottom.
Yeah, and you're just like, what is this? You're like, this...
Tastes like toilet paper!
This popcorn is dehydrated.
Yes.
You know that popcorn is carbon. If you watch a slow motion
Oh my God,
video,
if we have like promo tees, we're going to have dehydrated popcorn as like one of the...
Put that on a t-shirt.
Yes!
Sponsor Red.
No one else, just us. Thank you.
Yeah. We already patented right when we said it. Trademarked it. I think
yes,
we trademarked
it. We trademarked it.
Yeah. What else do you want to talk about? Our favorite... What do we watch? TV shows?
Yeah.
Should we?
Yeah.
All right, so...
Supernatural.
Supernatural is one that we both watch. Abby's still on, like, season 3, and she's been watching it for, like, 4 years.
Like, 3 months? Like, maybe, like, 6 months.
You were trying to watch it last time you went to my house.
I have, this much time in my calendar. And
Supernatural does have... How many seasons is it now? It's 15 seasons 15 now.
15 seasons. I can only say the longest TV show I've gotten completely through is Grey's Anatomy.
I haven't even tried. But... My list is, The Walking Dead is my all-time favorite show. It's starting to go a little downhill.
Yeah.
But I'm so attached to the characters.
Did they bring Rick back yet?
Is that a spoiler?
I didn't say it. You didn't answer it.
I'm not going to answer that.
You just answered it by saying, spoiler!
No, I mean, it might be spoiled if he comes back or if he doesn't come back.
That's true.
They are making a Rick movie, though.
Ooh.
They started filming this
year. He's getting so old, though.
I love him, though. He's the love of my life.
The love
of... Andrew Lincoln, yeah. You're amazing.
We love you.
I love your voice. You should narrate nature documentaries. I don't know if you've done it yet.
I think he has.
He has narrated something, but I can't think of it.
What's another famous actor that has actually narrated a documentary series?
I can't think of his name.
What's his name?
He narrated the Our World or Our Planet thing on Netflix. I can't think of his name.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so Walking Dead Supernatural, Once Upon a Time was a very good show.
Yes.
It's right in my eyeball. It is done. Season 7 was finished. And then, what else do I watch? Friends was good. I know a lot of people don't like
Friends. I rewatched Friends, like, all of the seasons. All of them, like, 7 times. That's how sad I am.
I've done that with The Walking Dead.
And The Office.
I know all the words. Oh, The Office is good. Yeah.
Office is good. The Office is the best.
It's like, you can just live your life by things that happen or have been said in The Office.
And one of my second favorite sitcom TV shows is Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is amazing.
Put it in the...
Wait, hang on.
Let me give you my impersonation of Gina. You ready? Put it in the second bucket.
She does that every role. That's how she talks. Every role she's in. But I'm waiting for them to put the new season on Hulu. Anyway, Captain
Holt. There's a new season?
On TV, but not on Hulu.
Well, Hulu, get your act together.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I love you. I'm subscribed.
Sponsored by Hulu.
They're not going to sponsor us now. They're be like, nope.
I love Hulu because they have Lost on there. And Lost is such an amazing show. I know a lot of people hate it because of the ending.
The ending was stupid.
I thought the ending really pulled everything together. Like,
but it was so confusing for 3 seasons. You're just kind of like, what the fuck
is
going on?
It's just a show on drugs. I think what happened was, I don't know, because there are some questions.
Let me tell you, I was pretty peeved when Sam died. Sam. What was it? What he played in Lord of the Rings as what was his name?
I don't remember Sam in Lost.
What was his name? Sam?
Do you mean Charlie?
Charlie!
Oh my God, Charlie!
Yes!
Spoiler!
It's okay. If you're watching Lost, don't listen to this.
Spoiler alert! Okay,
we're
gonna have to edit in spoiler alert before we talk about this.
No, listen, spoiler alert. There it is.
Okay. So yeah, Charlie, they had him dying for like 5 minutes, and I was sobbing the whole time.
Me too. He was just drowning. Like
he's in Star Wars. He's in the new movie. Star Wars. He's a side character, not very important, but he does talk a lot, and he somehow looks younger than he did in Lost.
I feel like they made him look old in Lost.
They shaved his head to make him look more like a druggie.
And he had, like, all that black Sharpie paint on his nails.
I can't even think of all the shows I watch, because I watch so many.
Me too.
Good Girls is a really good show.
Oh, yes. Gilmore Girls.
I've never seen that. But I know Sam from Supernatural is in there as Dean.
Yeah, Dean.
It's funny.
Mm-hmm. His name is Dean, and him and...
The 100.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I hate that they take a whole year to do a new season.
The thing that confused me the most, and this is nothing against the anti-LG. This is nothing against... Not the anti...
Oh, rest in peace.
No, this is not against the LGBTQ+ community. Mm-hmm. But Clark going back and forth, like, we get it.
You're allowed to...
You're bisexual.
So with the books, I read the books. They're very... No offense to the author. I'm so glad that you invented this world. But compared to the TV show, they're so uneventful.
Mm.
And Clark is just like immediately, okay, Bellamy. And I cannot wait for that to happen if they do that, because I've been rooting for them.
Well, if it's in the books,
it
should be in the TV show. Like, let's be real here.
But basically how the books went. They went to Earth, immediately met the Mountain Men and the Grounders at around the same time, and they were friends with the Grounders immediately. And they joined together to be the Mountain Men, and then that's it.
See, that's not what happened in the TV show whatsoever.
They carried it on so much.
I feel like at every single... Like, I don't get
me
wrong.
The only thing I don't like about Clark... Well, Clark is kind of lame, I don't like her. But I don't like the kid. Maddie or whatever.
Oh,
I cannot stand her.
She drove me fucking insane with her psychotic
and
shit.
And Clark, the way she acts with her, I'm just like, stop.
Stop being a mother. You're not her mother.
Yes. You're supposed to kill her.
Wait, what?
Because Clark is, like, crazy.
She's...
But I like her.
Let's do a little backtrack story, though, of why she's crazy.
Yes. She lost a lot of people that she loved, and she was forced to be the leader.
And that's props. Like, it takes... It's really hard to take
someone... It's the same thing with Bellamy, which is why I think...
It's really hard
to
take someone who's a follower and turn them into a leader.
Mm-hmm. But she was forced to be leader, because everybody...
But let's talk about Lincoln...
Oh my god. And then Octavia gets on my nerves sometimes too.
But Octavia's character, crisp.
Yes. That was very good character development with her.
Yes. Like, I feel she was at a high, and then she had to go to a low to find herself.
Mm-hmm. Eating people? Cool. That's awful. Gotta do it sometimes. In the apocalypse, you're gonna have to eat people.
I mean,
that's just how it's gonna be. Oh, here's something we're talking about.
What?
What would be your to-do list if the apocalypse hit?
Ooh, well, how much time would I have?
Okay, first day, what would you do?
Well,
in the first 24 hours.
Has it already spread into my city?
Yeah, so your city's not dead, there's still people scrambling, but there's already, like, zombies and apocalyptic things going on.
Okay, so my to-do list.
Yes, so you get 5 things.
I get 5 things, mm-hmm. Shit. First of all, Emily has a car.
Okay.
I would get my car.
Shout out Emily.
I would get in the car, and of course, you know, I would pack all. Well, first of all, I would pack all of the things. Not pack light though, because you know I'm probably gonna have to be on foot after this. I would pack light. I would grab all the knives I have in my kitchen, which is a plethora.
You should also grab the sharpener if you're grabbing the knives. Do you have a sharpener?
No.
Dang.
Well, you can sharpen your knife on anything, and if you have enough force to plunge it in someone's
head. So the first thing you would do is grab knives, put them in the car.
Well, I would grab things like clothes.
You'd pack, put them in the car. Pack.
And I would get my running tennis shoes on.
Okay.
And I'd have to wear 2 bras because I got some big old juggalugs. So if I'm going to be running.
Y'all will see that in the reveal.
If I'm going to be running, I need them girls supported.
See, I don't have that problem. I just can't run.
So then I would get all that stuff ready. I have a dog. And I obviously she's probably gonna die, so I'd probably just leave her in the apartment. That's really sad, but it's not the honest truth.
To do.
I would rather not watch her die than to watch her die. You know what I mean?
It would be like, remember The Walking Dead where they killed those dogs to eat them?
Yeah.
That was so sad. I was like, Sasha, you ho.
Yes.
But
anyways, back to the point. I would grab all the stuff I need, pack light, wear my running shoes, double bra up, get in the car, obviously, go to the store. and I might have to kill a few zombies in between, you know, to get to the store.
What would be your, so stopping the to-do list real quick, what would be your main plan of attack with the zombies? Would you do close range weapons, guns,
close range, because,
like, knives?
Yes.
Okay.
Or a bat.
Okay.
Because if you shoot a gun, obviously you're going to attract more attention.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a character in the apocalypse show. It's a new season of the show, so I'm not going to say who it is or what it is. But they use a slingshot.
Interesting.
The woman is deaf.
Oh, yeah. I know who slingshot. She is. Mm-hmm. She's really cool.
She is.
And her and Shane. Not Shane. What's the other guy's name?
Turn for the D?
Yeah.
Her and
Daryl.
Now they know what show it is. Rest in peace. I want them to be together. People keep shipping him and Carol. I'm like, no. Their relationship,
Carol's
even though
old.
They're about the same age.
Oh.
But their relationship, even though they're close to the same age, is mother and son. Because that's the hole that they filled with each other.
Mm-hmm.
She lost a child and he never really had a mother figure or anything.
Yeah, so don't ship them.
Please. It's gross.
Yes. Anyway, so... that I would go to the store, you know, grab all the food, like canned foods.
Canned food, yes.
Not other foods. And I would pack a duffel bag of food, like of canned goods.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Now, here's the good thing about Walmart. I do feel like a lot of people go there. So if you have the skill of knowing that the apocalypse is coming before it hits, hit Walmart. Because they have so much stuff. Like, you can get a gun.
Uh-huh. Like, you just steal it.
Yeah. That's right. The good thing about apocalypse. You can loot.
Yeah, you can loot.
Pharmacies are also a good place to go.
Why?
Medicine, just in case.
That's true. Bandages, gauze.
Bandages. and then any, like, anti-inflammatory or anything like that, because...
I got bad knees.
Yes, bad joint. Joints happen.
Oh, my goodness. But anyway, so I'd do that, and then I would get my car, and I would go... If the gas stations are still up and running, I would try to fill my car up.
Mm-hmm. That's another important thing. If you do take a vehicle, you're going to need gas.
And I probably get some gas tanks, like 7, and fill them up. 7, because that's God's number.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's very close to 6.
But, yeah, so I think we're going to conclude this. That was a really good session. How do you feel?
I feel pretty good. I feel like it would be okay to do this game because we do have a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Whoa, who is that?
Are they waiting on this?
I don't know.
They better not be. But, so, what should be our conclusion thingy? Pow?
Pow!
Remember the Chandler thing?
Yeah.
Pow!
Pow!
Goodbye.
All right. Peace out.